We meet in the presence of God who knows our needs, hears our cries, feels our pain, and heals our wounds. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? This I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. We commit ourselves to work in penitence and faith for reconciliation between the nations, that all people may together live in freedom, justice, and peace. We pray for all who in bereavement, disability, and pain continue to suffer the consequences of fighting or terror. We remember with thanksgiving and sorrow those whose lives in two world wars and conflicts, past and present, have been given and taken away. They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
Thank you.
Ever-living God, we remember those whom you have gathered from the storm of war into the peace of your presence. May that same peace calm our fears, bring justice to all peoples, and establish harmony among the nations, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The hymn, O Valiant Hearts, Who to Your Glories Came.
Thank you.
Beloved in Christ, we have come together to recall the presence of God, the Father of us all, maker and sustainer of all that is, whose love is never withheld and whose mercy never passes away. We remember his faithfulness in times of darkness and despair. We thank him for all who committed the service of others greater than the service of self, and who gave their lives that we might live. We rededicate ourselves in his service, that his will may be done on earth as it is in heaven, and that his kingdom of peace and joy may fill the hearts of people everywhere. But first, we acknowledge our failure to live as children of one Father in the world entrusted to us, with all its sins and shortcomings, its pride, its selfishness, its greed, its evil divisions and hatreds. Let us kneel and confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that has passed, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. O Lord, open our lips. O God, make speed to save us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. The Canticle, the Nighty. Psalm 46.
The Old Testament reading is from Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace.
Canticle, Herbs Fortitudinis. The New Testament reading is from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 8, beginning at verse 31. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Canticle Benedictus. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord. O Lord, save the King. Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness. O Lord, save your people. Give peace in our time, O Lord. O God, make clean our hearts within us. Almighty Father, whose will is to restore all things in your beloved Son, the King of all, govern the hearts and minds of those in authority, and bring the families of the nations, divided and torn apart by the ravages of sin, to be subject to his just and gentle rule, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We recall all servicemen and women, especially from the United Kingdom, who gave their lives in two world wars and other conflicts, each one remembered by and known to God. With them we remember those who love them in death as in life, their families, their colleagues, and their friends. O God of truth and justice, we hold before you those whose memory we cherish and those whose names we will never know. Help us to lift our eyes above the torment of this broken world, and grant us grace to pray for those who wish us harm. As we honor the past, may we put our faith in your future, for you are the source of life and hope, now and forever.
Amen.
We pray for all who suffer as a result of war, the injured, disabled, and mentally distressed, for civilian women, children, and men whose lives are disfigured by war or terror, the bereaved, all who have lost their livelihood or security, and those whose faith in God has been weakened or destroyed. We also pray for the Royal British Legion, this year celebrating its 102nd anniversary, and other fellowships of men and women who are dedicated to the relief of those in need. O Christ, our Master and Redeemer, you were wounded for the salvation of all, and your body broken for the peace of the world. Hear us, therefore, as we commend to your care all who have been wounded in body, mind, or spirit, especially in recent conflict, and for whom life will never be the same. Grant them healing of body and mind, strengthening of spirit and confidence, and whatever the future holds for them, the encouragement of good companionship and of understanding love, for your dear sake.
Amen.
We pray for all in positions of responsibility, especially all who bear the burden of political, military, or religious leadership. We pray for the King, the Prime Minister and government, as well as the leaders of all countries represented at the United Nations organization. We pray that all church leaders may give voice to the Christian concern for justice and holiness. Almighty God, we pray for those who occupy high office in this and all the nations of the world. Help them to lead wisely and well, to seek the welfare of all the people, and to make their contribution to the stability, well-being, and peace of the world through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We pray for the armed services. The army, the navy, who this year mark the 80th anniversary of the Battle of the Atlantic, and Air Force, and those who serve in all ranks of the Police Service of Northern Ireland, the Northern Ireland Prison Service, and the Royal Irish Regiment. We pray for the emergency services everywhere and for all who work in the face of great danger day by day to establish peace and security and the well-being of people. To your care and protection, O Lord of hosts, we commend the men and women of our security forces at home and abroad, as well as all aid, medical, and reconstruction workers. Defend them in the hour of danger. Strengthen them in the fulfillment of their duty and enable them to serve their country with loyalty, courage, and honor through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
We bring before God in penitence the hatreds of our world, the deep division of our humanity. We ask for a new understanding, a new resolve, a new obedience to the law of love. We pray for peace. Lord Christ, you are our peace, for by your cross you have broken down the dividing wall of hostility between the nations. By the power of your Spirit, reconcile us to the Father and to our brothers and sisters of every nationality and culture, that we may be no longer strangers to one another, but fellow citizens with the saints in the household of God, for the glory of your name.
Amen.
Almighty God, the fountain of all wisdom, you know our needs before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Have compassion on our weakness, and give us those things which for our unworthiness we dare not, and in our blindness we cannot ask, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. The hymn, I vow to thee, my country, all earthly things above.
Thank you. the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. Many, I suspect perhaps all of us, today are wearing a poppy. The question I would like to ask is, what do you do with your poppy after today? Do you throw it away or keep it for next year? Does it languish in a drawer until you come across it in a few months' time? Perhaps you have a very particular place for it. I do keep this poppy from year to year in a particular place. It is one I got some time ago, which I normally wear on this preaching scarf on Remembrance Sunday. As regards those poppies ordinarily worn on a suit or jacket lapel, it's something I never really gave much thought about until I was reading about an installation named Trench. Trench is in the north transept of a particular church in the northeast of England. And I understand, I haven't seen it myself, but I understand it is made up of 10,000 poppies. Poppies donated mainly by the people of East Yorkshire. In all, one Martin Waters, who made the installation, has had around 30,000 poppies donated to him, which has allowed him to create this and other thought-provoking installations in the region. Of course, the poppy is a symbol of our remembering. So I want to ask of us the bigger question: what will I do with our remembering after Remembrance Sunday? Today there are many acts of remembrance. Yesterday, on the actual 11th of November, there were others. What happens on tomorrow and the next day, and the day after that? Will we put our remembering away until next year, when we will get it out again and brush it off? For some, of course, that is not what will happen, because the remembrance is more personal, because with it is mourning. Mourning what has happened to a colleague or a spouse or a friend or a parent or a child. That isn't something one can switch in and out of in line with the calendar. But for many of us, we are at more of a distance. Sharing in solidarity in that remembrance, although it is not as personal for us, it nonetheless matters. How we remember and what we do with our remembrance is important. What we do tomorrow or in days to come is significant. Otherwise, if we merely put our remembrance along with our poppies to one side, then we perhaps have not made the best use of the opportunity of remembrance this weekend. The best remembrance is about more than setting aside a day in a year to remind ourselves of the facts. Especially today, as a community, as a nation, in the Old Testament, the people of God, the Israelites, were forever being called by God to remember who they were, where they had come from. And it was usually at times in their life when things were going wrong. But that call to remember wasn't about just reminding themselves how they had got into their current mess. It was also a call. More than that, it was a promise to a future that would be different. It was written against a background of war and occupation by a foreign power. Words, a promise of a different future. And God's promise for a different future is for all nations, not just one. God asks his people to remember, and right remembrance, honorable remembrance, requires both honesty and vision from us. Honesty about our past. Today we must remind ourselves of the facts of wars and conflicts, past and present, and remember with sorrow, with pride, with gratitude, and with wonder. At last night's Festival of Remembrance at the Royal Albert Hall, one of the most moving, one might say sacred, aspects of this annual event is the falling and descent of poppies, each poppy representing a life lost in war or conflict. Something that is sacred is to be held with respect and honor before God. And that is what we do today, because behind each fact is a person. And behind them, a family, colleagues, a group of friends, a community, a nation that is different because of that one. But today God would also say to us, as you remember, don't forget your future. Don't become stuck with the facts, however sacred, in a way that causes you to forget you have a future. For right remembering, honorable remembering, we must have a vision for the future. God's ultimate purpose and promise for us is that God will dwell with us. There will be no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain. We will get out of our cycles of violence and war because all of that has been gathering up in Christ, who has shown us a different way. And that future starts with us now, because there is no going back, only moving forward. Taking our remembering and honoring with us and living in the light of it, not putting it to one side. So how will we remember honorably? In the light of our remembrance yesterday and today, how will you, how will I, how indeed, and will we resolve in our lives to be tomorrow and beyond? When you remove your poppy from the coat it's been on these last few days. Think about what you will do with it and what you do with the remembering that it symbolizes. Perhaps you will add it to trench. Join your remembering with others. Perhaps you will put it in a particular place from where it will continue to at least nudge you in your remembering. But let it be a symbol of the vision God calls us to take up in our future. Individually, as a community, as a nation, that by our living, we will remember them. And now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we ascribe, as is most justly due, all might, majesty, praise, glory, and dominion from this time forward and forevermore. Amen. The loose collection at this service will be in favour of the poppy appeal. Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The collection hymn, Hope for the World's Despair.
Let us commit ourselves to responsible living and faithful service. Will you strive for all that makes for peace?
We will.
Will you seek to heal the wounds of war?
We will.
Will you work for a just future for all humanity?
We will.
Let us pray. Merciful God, we offer you the fears in us that have not yet been cast out by love. May we accept the hope you have placed in the hearts of all people and live lives of justice, courage, and mercy through Jesus Christ, our risen Redeemer.
Amen.
God grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the Church, the King, the Commonwealth, and all people unity, peace, and concord, and to us and all his servants life everlasting. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Immediately following this service, light refreshments will be served in the parochial hall in support of Christian Aid. And I do encourage you to go across and continue this morning's fellowship in less formal surroundings. On Wednesday and Saturday evenings, the bowling club meets in the hall at 8 o'clock. Also, at 8 o'clock on Wednesday, a meeting of the Christmas Fair Organising Committee will be held in the rectory. On Thursday evening, choir practice here in church at 8 o'clock. Sunday next, the second Sunday before Advent, parish communion at 10 o'clock. Looking ahead, the Christmas Fair, of course, takes place this year on Friday week. That's Friday the 24th of November in the parochial hall. If you haven't yet picked up a flyer about this, please do so before leaving church today. I am making the usual appeal for donations of home baking, of bottles and other items for a tombola stall, new toys, books in good condition, other sellable items in relation to Christmas. Items may be left here in church next Sunday or at the hall the night before, the Thursday night before, from 7 o'clock. Orders may be made from today for holly wreaths by putting your name and a contact detail on the sheet which will be on the table at the entrance to the church. Donations for food bank Christmas hampers are also requested. Our parish has been particularly requested to provide bottles of Schlur and small selection boxes. Items may be left in church or at the hall on any Sunday in November, and donations may also be brought along on Tuesday, the 28th of December, from 7 to 7:30 p.m. Advent Sunday this year falls on the first Sunday in December, the 3rd of December, and I am delighted to say that our Bishop, the Right Reverend David MacLay, will be visiting us. So do please note that date in your diary so that our parish may be well represented on such a significant occasion. The recessional hymn, O God, our help in ages past. Neither death nor life can separate us from the love of God.